USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC is advising travelers to avoid France, Israel, and several other countries as COVID cases rise in those destinations. France and Israel join Aruba, Iceland, Thailand, Eswatini, and French Polynesia as the latest destinations moved to the very high level, meaning they've had more than 500 cases per 100,000 residents in the last 28 days. The CDC added another 16 destinations to the very high-risk category last week, including Greece and Ireland. And a federal judge says that she doubts the legality of the White House's latest eviction moratorium, but may not have the power to change it. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich made the comments in the case of a group of Alabama landlords seeking an injunction against the CDC's moratorium on evictions in counties with high or substantial transmission of COVID. Judge Friedrich had declared in May that the CDC did not have the authority to order a pause on evictions. She said she would issue a ruling on the latest moratorium soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
There are worries that an influx of illegal migrants being released into the U.S. are worsening a surge in COVID-19 cases. Tim Berg has more.
As the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border continues, local officials are concerned they're spreading COVID-19 to border communities. Border Patrol Union Vice President Chris Cabrera joins Fox News and says many illegal immigrants are leaving their facilities and don't know if they have COVID.
As far as Border Patrol goes, it's very rare we test anyone. The only time somebody gets tested in our custody is if they're showing signs and symptoms or they have some other medical emergency. So very few get tested in Border Patrol custody.
Cabrera adding that Health and Human Services does test some illegal immigrants.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked hospitals in his state to forego elective surgeries to open more capacity for COVID-19 patients. He's also ordering the State Division of Emergency Management to open more antibody infusion centers to treat COVID patients whose cases do not require hospitalization. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Monday that the salaries of superintendents and school board members who violate the state's ban on mask mandates in school districts could be withheld. In a statement, the governor described the penalty as a consequence for noncompliance. DeSantis signed an executive order last month directing the state's education department to draft rules preventing the implementation of school mask mandates. Two lawsuits against the ban have already been filed by parents in the state. The fight coming as kids prepare to go back to the classroom amid an increase of COVID cases in those 12 and under who are unable to get vaccinated. Dr. Ashish Shah says there are plenty of known ways to make the school safe. The dean of Brown University's School of Public Health tells CNN that those methods also include better testing and ventilation in classrooms.
The good news is we know how to get kids back into school safely full time. We know how to do it safely for teachers, for parents, for staff. And it includes many of the things you mentioned, Pamela. So it means vaccinations for everybody. It means good ventilation. It means testing. We have lots of testing capability now. And it does include, especially in high transmission areas, mask wearing. And what I would say to parents is, first of all, if you're in a high transmission area, certainly make sure your kids are masked up. But push for those policies. Because they're all readily available, we have the resources, and they can make schools really quite exquisitely safe.
And the White House is levying new sanctions against allies of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko on the one-year anniversary of his disputed re-election. The Treasury Department announced sanctions Monday against 23 people and 21 entities that are linked to the regime and the violent crackdown on protesters following last year's elections. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.